Kristen Tedman, welcome back to Baltimore and welcome to The Signal.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here, both Baltimore and on The Signal.
So what lured you out of the city over to the West Coast, to the City of Angels?
Well, I went there for a project that was intended to be 3 months. In fact, it was 3 months. But by month two, the project was to write music for a Robert Anton Wilson play. It's a rock opera, but he didn't write any music. So every time it's produced, different music gets written. And that was exciting and one of my first true composing ventures. And I ran into some singing colleagues that I had met in undergrad days singing early Renaissance and Baroque music. And they had work coming up that they needed me on, and I was thrilled just to get to sing with them again. But things quickly fell into place that I could make a living singing there.
But nonetheless, you have not forsaken your roots here in Charm City. You're back here regularly for performances and musical collaborations. And this week, you're back for a major recording endeavor. Talk about who you're working with and what you've got cooking.
My good friend Chris Pumphrey, I respect his music a lot and love working with him in the Baltimore Afrobeat Society, of course, for many years. He and I and some friends also had a band called the Velvet Velvets right before I moved to L.A. It was great music because it was great musicians, but it was also great fun. So we would joke about a reunion tour. And sure enough, this year, 9 years later, we had a mini reunion tour. And Chris put a band together for that, which was some new people I hadn't met before. And it was really exciting, first of all, how he arranged my songs. And then just the excellence of these young players, that I wanted to hear more of that. So in a way, coming here to record was ensuring that I get to continue being a part of the music scene here.
And you've entrusted this Baltimore band leader, Chris Pumphrey, to get this crew of musicians together for you. You've been very busy. You're in the midst of a multi-day session. I guess the rest of the crew has got the day off at the moment. But for you, you've kindly agreed to come in here to the
pleasure.
WYPR studios. And you've got your keyboard with you, and you're going to do a few songs for us.
I would love to.
What would you like to play for us first?
I would play a song called Limbo, which we did record yesterday with the full band. And it sounds like this.
We could lay silent for a minute. We don't need a name. Like a whirlwind, I've been caught up in it. I think you've been the same. Let's just breathe in. We don't need to know yet on a day, any day but this one. We could speak of love, but let's just say that holding hands and kissing might be talk enough. Let's just breathe. I'm not ready to leave, so promise me it's no do or die. It's the last thing that I wanna choose, cause smile out for blessing that I wanna choose. Cause my word is sweet refuge. You and I know, down in limbo, with your smile out voice, you'd be my guide. If my heart had only meant it, say so. I think you should stay with me and let the world go. Don't you wanna go down?
Singer-songwriter Kristen Tedman performing live here at the WYPR studios this week on The Signal. Limbo, the title of that song, and an exclusive advance listen at that, as that tune is slated to be released on a Kristen Tedman double EP in 2014. And Kristen, it's got to feel good to write a song that honest. And sort of vulnerable, too, I suppose.
Yeah, it is vulnerable and quite honest. Sometimes, you know, little poetic license lies come in, but I really don't think there are many there. Well, there's one, but many of my songs just come straight out of a very specific event, obviously love-inspired in this case.
But there's a magic to figuring out how to abstract them into something universal, right? I mean, there's a real magic to telling a story with a song.
Yeah, there's pointing at it without pointing too specifically. And yet when you point at something that's really, really true, you really can, this is a paradox, you really can point at it very specifically and people will understand, oh, she's pointing at my heart. You know, that's one of the also wonderful things about songwriting is hearing people's feedback and the experiences they have through the song that certainly don't have anything to do with my experience, but might not even seem anywhere similar to it, but they, because of the abstraction, like you said, they're able to put their lives into it.
What would you like to play for us next?
Well, this is a song actually that will be on the LA side of the release. It's called, for now, it's called Stalker.
Stalker, but I drove past your house last night. Some party down the street, I noticed you fixed that light. I left my headlights on and only drove by but once. Enough to see you'd been surviving in my absence. Taking some time to let you go. Doing my best to move on per my friend's advice. Now bring your name up in one day more than once or twice. I keep thinking that it's you in the car ahead. I keep on driving with my eyes on the road instead. I ought to leave it alone, but I want you to know it's taking some time to let you go. I know you gave me no reason to walk away like I did. Some would call it high treason, the love and fear I hid. Oh, upset you if I drove by your house tonight. I'll stay inside the car and anywhere I don't bite. I only thought it might be nice just to see you again. Remind me how we've been and how we could still be friends. I ought to leave it alone, but I want you to know it's taken some time to let you go. Taking some time to let you go.
Kristen Tedman, performing here at WYPR in the fall of 2013. She was in town at the time recording full arrangements of her songs with musicians John Diker, Dave Ballou, Dan Ryan, Maeve Royce, Eric Von Marco, and Chris Pumphrey. Recordings engineered by Ben Frock at Heartwood Sound Studio. The result, out now, is an EP titled Limbo. And Tedman is back in Baltimore next week to celebrate the album release with a show at the Patterson Theater. Details are online at kristentedman.com. That's kristentoedtman.com. For The Signal, I'm Aaron Hinken.